Pentagon officials believe that they have found a U.S. citizen among the fighters being held prisoner at the Guantanamo Navy base in Cuba. The 22-year-old detainee has apparently told interrogators that he was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where his Saudi parents were working at the time. U.S. officials say they concluded the man was telling the truth after they found a Louisiana birth certificate matching his identity. The detainee is now set to be moved to the United States to face criminal charges. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The 300 detainees being held at Guantanamo include men from countries around the world, or so they've told their interrogators. The man named Yasser Issam Hamdi said from the beginning that he was born in Baton Rouge, but Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark says Justice Department officials have only recently determined that his story actually checks out.
They have a birth certificate that indicate he was born in the United States. It's our understanding that his parents were employed in Louisiana when he was born and returned to Saudi Arabia within a very few years.
Hamdi is one of the foreigners who fought in Afghanistan with the Taliban. He was captured last December near the Afghan city of Mazar-e Sharif at the same time and place that the American John Walker Lind was taken into custody. He was moved to Guantanamo in January with other detainees. Victoria Clark says it took this long to confirm Hamdi's citizenship claim because many of the detainees have been deceiving their interrogators.
It's been very hard with a lot of these detainees to determine their actual identification. Many of these people who were with the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda were trained to resist interrogation.
Clark says U.S. officials are now convinced Hamdi is a U.S. citizen. That means, by President Bush's orders, he cannot face charges before one of the military commissions being set up to try alleged terrorists. Pentagon officials say Hamdi is likely to be flown out of Guantanamo as soon as tomorrow. Current plans are to turn him over to the Justice Department to face criminal charges in a federal court. Says one Pentagon official, we'd just as soon be done with him as soon as we can. But justice officials have to decide how they're going to handle Hamdi. John Walker Lind has been charged with conspiring to kill American citizens and is in jail in Virginia. Leon Friedman, a constitutional law professor at Hofstra University, says as long as Hamdi remains in military custody as a so-called enemy combatant, there's no hurry to bring charges against him.
Now, the minute he steps out of that status and say, okay, you are a U.S. citizen, we can't try you in these military commissions, then we've got to give you all your constitutional rights. This does not mean that you're going to go out on bail. That does not mean that the government is restricted from doing anything because they held you so long. It simply means that you're going to be indicted in the normal way under the U.S. criminal code.
That code does require that U.S. officials follow certain legal steps. A criminal complaint, for example, will need to be lodged against Hamdi, citing why he should face charges in U.S. court. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.